Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines a verse each day to learn about God and His will for our lives. My name is Joshua Lilly, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll look at today's verses, Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with Viking Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I love the Bible. Over the years, as I've followed Jesus, it's become not only a gripping and enjoyable piece of literature, but a powerful and authoritative source of truth for me. My true north in navigating the world, and a living document by which God has communicated abundantly with me and with all of humankind. Now, I don't have it all memorized, and there are still plenty of parts that confuse me, but I sure do love it. And I say this because I didn't always view the scriptures this way. There was a time where it was dry, boring, confusing, hard to understand, and felt antiquated or out of touch. It wasn't something I desired to understand or something I saw as impactful or meaningful for my daily living. And not just me, it seems. A fair amount of recent surveys by Lifeway Research or the Barna Group, to name a few sources, are indicating that people just don't care much about the Bible, even if they view it fondly. Some have easy access and just barely pick it up. Others really have no idea about its contents, but often think they do. Some view it as out of date, untrustworthy, or unauthoritative. Some can't even approach it because how it's been misused towards them before. And others still don't have access to it in their language. And the heart of the matter is this. Should we care about the Bible? Well, you know my bias. And instead of focusing on all the intellectual arguments and reasoning for the Bible, we'll look at a much simpler idea today. How did Jesus seem to view it? Today's Bible verse comes from Luke chapter 24. It comes at the end of Luke's gospel account, after Jesus' death and resurrection, but before most people caught on that Jesus had risen from the dead. In all the aftermath, two of Jesus' disciples traveled between towns on foot, which takes quite a while if you've done it before. They're joined on the road by a stranger, who is actually Jesus. But as the text says, they were kept from recognizing him. In verse 16, this stranger asks them why they're upset, and they explain. They share about the rumors of Jesus' body missing and that visions of angels said that he was alive. But they seemed themselves unsure. And here is Jesus' response in that sensitive moment. Luke 24, verses 25 through 27. And he said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." What do you think the Bible is about? We sometimes view it as a moral guidebook, as an acronym for basic instructions before leaving Earth. Get it? That spells Bible. Or as a source of children's nursery stories. For me, as a kid, it felt like a book of quotes, like disjointed proverbs or statements with weird citations at the end. Like, what kid reads Thessalonians and really knows what it means? Well, one organization out there striving to elevate the Bible and unpack its meaning for everyone to understand is Bible Project. If you're hungry to dive deeper in your Bible study, consider checking them out. I bring them up because a part of their purpose statement is this. Quote, "We believe the Bible is a unified story that leads to Jesus," end quote. Well put. And the text we just read seems to agree with that. In fact, it's Jesus himself who originally makes this claim. He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself, from verse 27. From the first ancient book of the Bible, Genesis, to the last poetic letter, Revelation, we see God expressing his character through his pursuit of humanity, and Jesus is at the center of it all. Cole Brown, a pastor, church planter, and missionary, described the Bible as God's self-revelation in written form, and its primary purpose is to tell us about his self-revelation in the physical form of Jesus Christ. There are certainly examples of ancient Jewish law, which many are still taken seriously by practicing Jews today. And there are certainly moral principles that would be wise to follow. There's also a lot of hard-to-read accounts of the failures of humans and the rise and fall of empires. There's history, poetry, philosophy, and prophecy, all centered around convictions of the one true God's love and mission for his world. Jesus viewed the scriptures as something that pointed towards him. And if you have any intrigue in the person of Jesus, or any respect for, curiosity towards, or allegiance to him as someone you've placed your faith in, take his word for it, that the scriptures are valuable, meaningful, and authoritative for your life. But don't feel like you need to begrudgingly will yourself to read something you find uninteresting or overwhelming. You're in luck. Today, more than ever, do we have limitless resources by which to read, study, and understand God's Word. As mentioned previously, resources like Bible Project, smartphone apps and reading plans, podcasts and audio Bibles are all ways to more easily engage with the Bible. If you're an English speaker who wants to read something more easy to understand, you could consider picking up a New Living Translation. It's a Bible translation in more conversational English. And if you're more of an academic or intellectual mind, consider the New American Standard Bible, or a more word-for-word translation. Study Bibles and commentaries are available online for free to aid in your journey with the Bible. Sites like BibleGateway.com or BlueLetterBible.org have whole libraries of resources. You also have the local church, where you can find other hungry hearts and minds striving to understand and live by the guidance of the scriptures as followers of Jesus together. Don't rush your journey. Don't feel like you need to master, memorize, or understand everything all at once. Take your time and seek Jesus. After all, the point of your journey with the Bible should always lead you into a closer relationship with him, the risen and living God, who has communicated abundantly with us through his word. In Luke 24, after the disciples finished their journey with Jesus and arrived at their destination, they had a moment of realization at who they had been speaking with that whole time. Luke 24, verse 32. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Maybe you've had a similar encounter when Jesus made the scriptures come to life for you and convince you of his resurrection from the dead. Maybe you'll have an experience like this in the future. But if you never pick up your Bible and seek to understand it, if you never seek Jesus and his good news, how will you know? Let's pray. King Jesus, thank you for being our living word, for creating and sustaining the universe. Thank you for revealing to us the heart of God and for conquering death to give us life. Let us not squander the blessing and opportunity held in your scriptures, and help us to seek you all the days of our lives. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.